And in that day, there are going to be two parties there. There are going to be some there when the door is shut, and they will want to go in, and they will say, Lord, open to us. We want to come in. And someone comes and asks, what have you done that you should come in? What right have you to enter the inheritance here? What claims have you upon that? Oh, we are acquainted with you. We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. Yes, besides that, we have prophesied in thy name, and in thy name we have cast out devils, and in thy name we have done many wonderful works. Why, we have done many wonderful things. Lord, is not that evidence enough? Open the door. What is the answer? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What did they say? We have done many wonderful works. We have done them. We are all right. We are righteous. We are just. Exactly right. Therefore, we have a right to be there. Open the door. But we does not count there, does it? There's going to be another company there that day, a great multitude that no man can number, all nations and kindreds and tongues and people, and they will come up to enter in. And if anyone should ask them that question, what have you done that you should enter here? What claim have you here? The answer would be, oh, I have not done anything at all to deserve it. I am a sinner, dependent only on the grace of the Lord. Oh, I was so wretched, so completely a captive, and in such a bondage that nobody could deliver me but the Lord himself. I was so miserable that all I could ever do was to have the Lord constantly to comfort me. So poor that I had to constantly beg from the Lord. So blind that no one but the Lord could cause me to see. So naked that no one could clothe me but the Lord himself. All the claim that I have is what Jesus has done for me. But the Lord has loved me. When in my wretchedness I cried, he delivered me. When in my misery I wanted comfort, he comforted me all the way. When in my poverty I begged, he gave me riches. When in my blindness I asked him to show me the way, that I might know the way, he led me all the way and made me to see. When I was so naked that no one can clothe me, why? He gave me this garment that I have on. And so all I can present, all that I have to present as that upon which I can enter, any claim that it would cause me to enter, is just what he has done for me. If that will not pass me, then I am left out, and that will be just too. If I am left out, I have no complaint to make, but oh, will not this entitle me to enter and possess the inheritance? But he says, well, there are some very particular persons here. They want to be fully satisfied with everybody that goes by here. We have 10 examiners here. When they look into a man's case and say that he is all right, why then he can pass. Are you willing that these shall be called to examine into your case? And we shall answer, yes, yes, because I want to enter in. I am willing to submit to any examination because even if I am left out, I have no complaint to make. I am lost anyway when I am left to myself. Well, he says, we will call them then. And so those 10 are brought up and they say, why, yes, we are perfectly satisfied with him. Why, yes, the deliverance that he obtained from his wretchedness is that which our Lord wrought. The comfort that he had all the way and that he needed so much is that which our Lord gave. The wealth that he has, whatever he has, poor as he was, the Lord gave it. And blind, whatever he sees, it is the Lord that gave it to him, and he sees only what is the Lord's. And naked as he was, that garment that he has on, the Lord gave it to him. The Lord wove it. It was all divine. It is only Christ. Why, yes, he can come in. And here the congregation began singing, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And then, brethren, there will come over the gates a voice of sweetest music, full of the gentleness and compassion of my Savior. The voice will come from within. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Congregation, amen. Why standest thou without? And the gate will be swung wide open, and we shall have an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, he is a complete Savior. He is my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul shall rejoice in the Lord, brethren, tonight. Oh, I say with David, come and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. He has made complete satisfaction. There is not anything against us, brethren. The way is clear. The road is open. The righteousness of Christ satisfies. That is light and love and joy and eternal excellence. Isn't it true then of Isaiah 60 verse 1? Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Brethren, he can do it. He wants to. Let us let him. Congregation, amen. Let us praise him while he is doing it. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6.